My dear Rabbi and former teacher, I would like to know if a person in a coma that suddenly got in danger of death, like Ariel Sharon, a lot of people are asking me this, to do and pay to use any means and efforts to save his life that will return him to a coma at best, or do the minimum and wait the natural outcome. Birkas HaTorah, Rav Ilan Guez from Ashdod. Rav Ilan is a very good friend of mine, a Rav that I knew when he was a rabbi in Miami and spoke even in his shul. Basically what the poskim say is the following. If a person is in a situation where his life is terminally ill, has very short time to live and is suffering greatly, and doing some kind of heroic thing to save his life actively would just extend his life temporarily in great pain, and then there are definitely situations where you don't have to do those heroic measures. However, to do anything positive to kill that person, for instance, holding back food or water or air, is for sure usher, or to do anything positive like giving him painkillers or whatever for the sake of killing him is for sure usher. If, however, he's not in any great pain, even extending his life in a coma, even though we may not understand the value of such a life, but definitely a person's mind is functioning, and even if the EEG says that it's flat brain waves, doesn't mean he's not thinking, it means that the brain's not functioning, but his neshama may be thinking, and he's still alive, and therefore to extend a person's life, even temporarily, where there's no great pain and suffering to the person, most poskim hold that you have to go and try to extend his life even for minutes, surely for a longer time than that, even in a coma.